Okay, so the first thing I wanted to talk about was the, can you shed more light on the 70 calls, like the nature of those calls between Wednesday and Thursday, what most of them were?
Well, I mean, there's a variety of calls, anything from arresting individuals for breaching probation or warrants or outstanding warrants, nuisance calls like noise complaints, but we did have that rash of vandalism, which now has totaled up to 19 vehicles being damaged.
And is 70 calls a large amount for a city like this? What would you get on an average 24-hour period in the same time?
Yeah, that's pretty normal. I mean, in this time of year, you know, anywhere between 65 and 85 calls over a 24-hour period, depending on what day it is and what the weather's like. In the wintertime, of course, it could drop down closer to 65. Or 60 calls, but that's quite a bit when you're dealing with in a 24-hour period with a platoon of eight.
Okay. So you could, the way it was phrased in there, and because I'm still learning about
yep.
the city and everything, I thought that was a lot, so I wasn't sure.
Oh no. Like over the weekend, like between Friday and Monday morning, we could have anywhere up to 280 calls.
Between eight officers
yep.
or eight units, I should say. Oh my gosh.
When day shift and night shift, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're busy.
I can imagine. So moving over to vandalism now, you emailed me about it a little bit yesterday. It was all over social media today with the dried or the wet chalk and the keyholes. There was a bunch of photos of other stuff going on. I guess how important is it for residents to report suspicious activity or little things like this, which can compound into a bunch of calls? You know, how does that influence the way you guys think about what to focus on and what areas to patrol?
Well, I mean, we patrol the entire city. Of course, when there's situations where there is a rash of vandalism in one area, we will assign officers to patrol that area specifically, or the zone car will be patrolling in that particular zone when we have issues like we were doing the last few nights. We take vandalism very seriously because we, as you can well imagine, you know, you work hard for your money, you buy your property, your car, your bicycles, or whatever it might be, large or small, in your homes, and for someone to damage them, it means something. And the unfortunate part about it is that when things like this happen to good people, this may be the first time that they are in contact with the police, and that means a lot. And that's why we go to every single call. That's why we deal with vandalism very seriously. And there's no doubt in my mind that we'll catch these individuals or this individual or individuals that are responsible for the damage, like we've done in the past where we've had slashed tires. And the courts take this type of crime very seriously as well.
Well, yeah, it's damage to property, which makes them liable. And for stuff like mailboxes, that's thousands and thousands of dollars. Just the mailboxes alone, not to mention vehicles, homes, anything like that. It's expensive stuff to remove vandalism, depending on what it is, right?
Now, if you think about this, if we have 19 damaged vehicles, some vehicles had more than one window damaged. And let's say it could be a front windshield or a rear window. You're looking at around $500 to $600, I'm estimating. Side windows could be half of that. So one individual, if they lost a windshield and a side window, there's almost $1,000 times 19.
Just right there. Wow.
So money.
So this is pretty serious. I know it's an open investigation, but is there anything you can share on the vandalism?
Not really, other than what I've reported. I mean, it's active. We're actively looking for the individual or individuals that are responsible for this senseless crime, and the victims will get justice. There's no question. The thing is that you mentioned earlier about you know, how small or you know, items that should be reported to police. I just want your audience to know, and the citizens of Stratford, that there's nothing trivial for a citizen to report. Sometimes those things that they think aren't significant or are minor is what is the missing piece that we require to solve a case.
That's an important message too. I'm going to make sure that audio specifically is in
yes,
there because
for sure.
because and I know from working in other communities too, that it is the little things like that that do add up. So, and every little bit of information helps.
Exactly. And, you know, if never be afraid. What I can tell your listeners is never be afraid to call the police if they see some suspicious activity. You know, just the other day, case in point, one of our park patrollers saw a couple of individuals acting suspicious, carrying some equipment. That ended up solving several break-and-enters and returning some stolen property to victims.
And are there any, the last question isn't related, but I was just curious more so for me so I can have a better understanding of the landscape. Are there any community groups or organizations that city police actively work with, like neighborhood watches or anything like that, to help cut down on things like these or learn more?
I think specifically neighborhood watch, I mean, the whole city is a neighborhood, mm-hmm. if you think of it that way, and the whole city should be out watching for, it should be a joint effort for Community Watch. As far as specific groups, we have the block parents and that type of thing. But I think based on community policing, as what Peel said in my early studies at the police college, the police are the public are the police.
All right. And is there anything else I missed or anything specific that you wanted to speak on? I know you got the students coming over.
No, it just, you know what, Greg, if we can get the point across, for people to keep their cars locked, their house is secure, their garage is secure, don't leave wallets and purses in your vehicles, because, you know, 9 times out of 10, if someone sees it and your car is locked, they'll break a window to get it.
Yeah, the statistics on stuff like that are like 85% of all crimes are of opportunity.
Exactly.
Whether they see a window open or they notice a door unlocked, you know?
Yeah, you know what? For the last 8 years or 9 years, I've been saying to the citizens of Stratford, you know, don't give the criminals the opportunity. Take the opportunity away. Lock your vehicles and homes.
Yep. All right. Well, thanks so much for your time, Sam, and have a great day. And I'm sure we will be talking a lot more moving forward.
Okay, Greg. Take care.
All right. Thanks. You too.
I know.